The Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, April the 18th, 2006. The Israeli army invades several West Bank cities and conducts a massive arrest campaign. Meanwhile, three children are injured in Israeli shelling of Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli armed forces invaded Acha and Sana villages in the West Bank city of Jenin and arrested four residents Tuesday morning. In Acha, troops stormed the village and arrested Imad Yahia, 23, Samia Hamad, 48, the father and brother of yesterday's Tel Aviv suicide bomber. Meanwhile, in Sana village, soldiers searched several houses and arrested Abdel Salim Issa, taking him to an unknown destination, local sources reported. Israeli troops invade the West Bank city of Jenin and arrest two residents on Tuesday at dawn. A dozen armoured vehicles entered the city and conducted a wide-scale search of the residents' homes. During this, troops arrested Ahmed Al-Hirani, 27, and Ibrahim Assan, 21. It is not known where they were taken, eyewitnesses said. Soldiers were seen forcing civilians from their homes at gunpoint and searching them in humiliating ways. The Israeli forces invaded Ar-Arub refugee camp north of the West Bank city of Hebron and arrested Mohammed Al-Hirani, 24, on Tuesday morning. Troops surrounded Hirani's house, forced entry, arrested and took him to an unknown destination, his family said. Al-Hirani works as a security officer for the Palestinian National Security Forces in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Israeli armed forces arrested seven residents Tuesday morning during the ongoing massive military invasion of the West Bank city of Nablus. Military operations were intensified in Nablus on Monday. Mohammed Al-Qadi, 19, Mahmoud Saeed, 22, Marwan Saeed, 16, Imad Shalhob, 21, Sadiqi Al-Akhbar, 33, were amongst those arrested. Soldiers conducted a wide-scale house-to-house search of Nablus' old city. Currently, snipers still occupy homes for use as shooting towers, and soldiers were lying in wait to ambush Intifada activists in several areas of the city, eyewitnesses said. Israeli troops invaded the village of Birkin near Jenin in the northern West Bank on Tuesday morning. They arrested several residents. Troops stormed the village, imposed curfew, and conducted a wide-scale search. Residents were unable to enter Birkin for work or for school, local sources reported. Omar Abbas, Mustafa Sabeer and his brother Sohil, Misad Abul Khaled, Latif Youssef, among others, were taken to unknown destinations. Those taken raised the number of Palestinian civilians arrested since Tuesday morning to 18. In a morning invasion of the West Bank city of Tok Harem, the Israeli army arrested three residents. Several army vehicles and soldiers invaded the city and the refugee camp, searching a number of homes before arresting Mohammed Khalid, 17, and Khaled Jamal, 21, eyewitnesses reported. The Israelis installed a military checkpoint at the entrance of the city and barred the residents from entering or leaving, claiming the area was a closed military zone. Mazen Abu Sakut, 24, and his nephew Mohammed Al-Tarbra, 24, were arrested during an invasion to Bani Na'im village in the West Bank city of Hebron on Tuesday at dawn. Troops invaded the village and arrested two residents after breaking into their house and searching them. The two were taken to unknown destinations. The Israeli armed forces invaded Azuan village east of the West Bank city of Qalqilya and arrested Mamen Admen, 20, after searching his home. Admen was injured 2 months ago in clashes that erupted between soldiers and the residents at the village entrance, local sources reported. Also, Jaffa Admen from Azuan village was arrested as he crossed a military checkpoint near the village on his way to work, the sources added. Three children were injured Tuesday morning in Beit Lahia in the north of Gaza Strip due to the ongoing Israeli shelling of the area. Army tanks shelled residential areas and sewage treatment plants in the area. Damage to the sewage plants threatens contamination of the Gaza water supply with raw sewage, a potential environmental disaster if shelling continues. The children were aged 14, 15 and 16, but their names have not yet been released by the hospital at the time of this report. Israeli troops stormed the homes of residents at Beit Awa village and arrested one on Tuesday morning. Several army vehicles entered the village, forced families out of their homes for thorough searches, before arresting Zaid al-Sawati, 18, and taking him to an unknown destination, eyewitnesses reported. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website at www.imemc.org. And as always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.